In your Bibles, turn to the book of Job. The book of Job, the 28th chapter. I'm sorry, the 29th chapter. And page 587 in your Scofield Bible, page 587. We read the first 8 verses of the 29th chapter of Job. These verses we'll read responsively. Shall we stand, please? Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. First 8 verses of the 29th chapter, the second verse being the text verse. Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, "Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter, and the rock poured me out rivers of oil, when I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street. The young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up." And let's pray. Bless, we pray now, dear Lord, this service. We're thankful to be a part of it. A lot of folks would like to be here tonight. Perhaps cannot for various reasons. We get to be here. Now, thank you for that privilege. Open our ears, our hearts, please, to thy word, and bless our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.
Right on the subject, dear God, signed Job. Dear God, signed Job. Our Heavenly Father, I pray now as we enter into this part of our Sunday services that you would give us attentive ears and hearts and minds to the truths you have for us. Amen. Dear God, oh, that I were in months past, when you preserved me, when my children were with me. God, in those days, I was probably the most respected man in my city. Young men admired me as I walked down the street. And God, mothers would point to me and say to their children, "That's what I want you to be like when you grow up." Dear God, oh, that I were as in months past. I can recall when I walked down the street, older men would stand up in my presence, and older men would respect me enough to stand as I walked by. And God, politicians always talked with me when they're running for office. And God, kings sought my advice before they made decisions. People were silent when I spoke. Dear God, I was the voice of authority in my neighborhood, in my city. When I would speak, folks would listen. And folks asked me if I would speak to them and for them, because mine was the mind of knowledge, supreme knowledge, in my neighborhood. Dear God, I was considered good to look upon. I was not a bad-looking fella. People thought I was pleasant to look at. Maybe I wasn't handsome, but I was distinguished, and folks delighted to look upon my countenance. And God, I had money. I shared that money with the poor. Anybody that I knew that was poor, and needed something, I would help them. Dear God, when I saw somebody hungry, I bought them food. If I saw feet that were cold and unshod, I bought them shoes. If I saw a back that was cold, I put a coat on that back. When I saw widows who were in need, dear God, I helped those widows. You know I did. And God, I shared my money with the poor. I was not selfish. You know that, God. I was unselfish. I was feet to the lame. I was eyes to the blind. I was ears to the deaf. Dear God, if I'd lived in 1983, I would have given a big offering to the Vietnam ministry. And I probably would have worked with the deaf and or the blind. And you'd have found me at the rescue mission. And you'd have found me, dear God, probably working in the Pathfinders department because I helped the educable slow. Dear God, oh, that I were in months past like I was. And God, I was able to care for little orphans. God, I wonder how many little shoes I bought for orphan children. And dear God, I wonder how many little coats I bought for cold children. And I wonder how many little stomachs that were empty that I fed. And I wonder how many things I did, God, for little orphan children. If I had lived in 1983, God, I'd had a bus route. And I'd built the biggest bus route in the church. You know that. And I would have taken care of my little bus kids. You know that, God. Dear God, I helped widows. If I saw some lady who was a widow, I helped her. I gave her a little money here and there. And if she were rearing her children by herself, and I had lived in 1983, dear God, I'd have paid tuition for those children to go to Christian school, and I'd have helped those children and helped that widow. God, you know that's true. You know me, God. I'm Job, and you check my record. I were in months past. Lord, I look for people to help. I have crippled people, dear God. I fought evil. Lord, you know that's true. If there was a moral question in town, I was on the right side of that moral question. And if I lived in 1983, Lord, I'd have fought alcohol, and I'd have fought dope, and I'd have fought illicit literature, and I'd have fought the immoral primetime television shows. And God, you know, not only was I righteous myself, but I stood for righteousness, and I stood against unrighteousness. You know that's true. And God, I made decisions that affected multitudes. People came to me for counseling. I was chief. I was always at the head table. I had so much power and authority and respect in my town that I was almost, dear God, like a king in my town. In fact, I was not the king, but I was almost like the king because the king sought my counsel and nobles sought my advice. And dear God, none of that. I was almost like the general of the army. I did not command people as a military man, but Lord, I had that much power, and you know, people obeyed me. Oh, that I were in months past. God, that's what I was. Now look at me. My health is gone. My children were having a get-together and sort of birthday party, and a wind came, tornado came, blew down the house. All 10 of my kids were killed. Lord, I remember those days when the children were gathered around together. Dear God, look at me now. Look at me. My children gone. Dear God, check my pasture and you'll find my cattle are all gone too. And dear God, you can check my fields and my meadows and you'll find my sheep are all gone. And you can check my barns, and you'll find my donkeys are all gone. You'll find that my camels are all gone. And dear God, look at me. Oh, that I were in months past. And now then, my health is gone. My wife has told me to curse you. Lord, oh that I were in months past. Now, Lord, here I sit in the ash heap, running corruption coming from sores all over my body. And, Lord, I got me a knife. And to help me feel better, I've taken that knife and scraped these sores. And that knife scraping my sores makes me feel better. Lord, look at me now. I mean, I'm a mess. I don't have any money. I was the richest man in town. I have no health. I was the strongest man in town. I have no influence. I was the most influential man in town. I have no power. I was the most powerful man in town. And look at me now. Dear God, I sit in the ash heap outside the city and scrape the corruption that's running from these sores. And I sit in the ash heap because the burning coals of fire make me feel better than the running sores and the burning of the sores and the pain I have because of a form of leprosy called elephantiasis. Now, Lord, look at me now. Lord, that isn't all. I'm a byword. Folks in town make up bywords about me. They'll call me some kind of byword. There's the old rich man. Now there's the fellow that's so important. Look at him now. And God, do you check in on this? Young people come out here and look at me sitting here in this ash heap and they make fun of me. Lord, they even write songs about me. They write songs about the old rich man that's now poor and the old man used to have so much power. Now he's out there in the ash heap in the city dump. Lord, they're writing songs and little kids are singing songs and the radio stations and if it's 1983, the TV stations are playing songs about me. Lord, they mock me. But they're in derision. I have them in derision. Lord, they even put obstacles where I walk. Now, if I get up out of this ash heap and walk down the street, they put obstacles in the street. And dear God, they jump in my way. And those who praised me now laugh at me. And dear God, those children I fed their hungry stomachs. I clothed their cold backs. I shod their bare feet. Now those same kids, they're laughing at me, God. You know how I've been. You know I wasn't selfish. You know I live for others. And now look at me. The same widows that I fed and helped are now singing songs of derision and mockery about me. The same people to whom I was ears and the same people to whom I became eyes and the same lame people to whom I became their feet and the hungry people whom I became their sustenance. They laugh at me, Lord. Look at me. Don't you remember how you used to bless me so? Dear Lord, young people laugh at me whose fathers used to, I counted as dogs. I'm a brother to the dragons and a companion to the owls. And, Lord, I don't deserve this. I've done nothing. Look, Lord, if I'd gone out and got drunk and you punished me, that'd be different. But, dear God, I didn't get drunk. And if I were immoral, that'd be that. But I'm not. And, Lord, if I had robbed you, I didn't rob you. You know that's true. Lord, I don't deserve what I'm getting. I help the poor, the blind, the deaf, the orphan. Now, why don't you do something? You're cruel. I did good and got evil. I brought light and got darkness. Got darkness. And besides that, God, I'd like to remind you not only was I good when I had money, but I want to remind you now, dear God, that I have stood the test. Now, you know that's true. When I lost my children, I said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And I said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. He shall stand again the last day. Lord, you know that's true. If anybody ever had it bad and stood, I didn't deny you. I didn't become a liberal. I didn't drop out of church. I didn't quit tithing. I didn't quit reading my Bible. I didn't quit praying. You know that's true. By the way, God, show me somebody that's done that like I did it. Just trot him out. I'd like to see him. I really have stood the test. Dear God, when are you going to start treating me right? Sign, Job. Job made 6 mistakes in that letter. First mistake he made the mistake of looking back. Person that says, "Oh, that I were in months past," is a foolish person. Ladies and gentlemen, the worst thing you'd ever do is look back. "Oh, but you say the good old days." Oh, don't say that. You didn't think they were the good old days. "Oh, for some nice, good, cool weather." You didn't say that in February. "Oh, the snow is awful." "Oh, for some good, warm weather again." You didn't say that in August. There is nothing in this world so highly overrated as the good old days. And listen, the kind of person that talks about the good old days will someday in the future talk about these days as the good old days. Your problem is you had it, not that you had it better before and worse now. Your problem is you never have it good now. You're just a griper. You're just a complainer. I mean, you're born in the objective case, the kickative mood, and you just a griper. That's all. Job, you didn't have it better before than you have it now. Job, God is closer to you right now than he was when you walked down the streets and had men to stand. And Job, you'd be a lot better off have God to stand while you're in the ash heap and salute than to have men to stand while you're in the city council and salute. And Job, you're a lot better off now. You've got the praise of God. You've got the goodness of God. You've got the presence of God. Let me tell you something. Foolish, most foolish people in this world are those people that look back. In the first place, the present has no chance if you compare it to the past. No chance at all. Because you only remember about the past the good things. When you went to visit Grand Canyon, you didn't take a picture of the outhouse of a farm place. You didn't take a picture of the garbage dump of the city of... What city is out there? When you visited West Palm Beach, Florida, are you listening? Are you listening? When you visited West Palm Beach, you didn't take a picture of the city sewer. The only pictures you took, so you remember, are good pictures. And the same thing's true with the mind. As the mind brings out its pictures about the past, the mind only took good things about the past in people like this, and now they're comparing the reality of the present with the fantasy of the past, and they're comparing the entirety of the present with the good of the past, and the present hasn't got a chance against the past. Job made a mistake. And looking back, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Oh, listen. You people that have got to go back and recapture the past, what you're doing is you're robbing your chance of having a blessed present. Pooey on the past. Thank God for the past. But thank God I'm not looking to the past. And brother, I never saw the day that's as good a day as today. Never did. When Moses came to God, and God said, "Moses, I want you to go to Pharaoh and say, 'Let my people go.'" And Moses said, "Whom shall I say sent me? Who are you? What's your name?" And God said, "You just tell him that I am has sent you." He didn't say, "Tell him I used to be sent you." "I am sent you." He didn't say, "Tell him that I was sent you." The "I am sent you." And you folks living in the past, you're trying to Some of you people, 45 years old, trying to act like teenagers. Trying to go back and grab the youth again. Nothing quite as sickening as to see some 65-year-old gray-haired fellow in the air. I see them on airplanes all the time. Got their hair down across the ear like that old gray hair across the ear. And got a shirt here did you know what buttons are for on a shirt? Did you females know what buttons are for on blouses? And boy, there's nothing that shows the real sensuous you like your desire to keep that blouse open a little bit so maybe some lustful men can get a little bit of glimpse of your bosom. Button that blouse and act like a child of God all that. And while you men are saying amen, you button your shirts. All but the very top button, that'll choke you to death. But I see him at the airport. 65-year-old guy. Or a 57-year-old codger. Got his shirt down, buttoned down to here. Unbuttoned down to here. So you can see that both those hairs on his chest. Hippie. Mod. Only thing worse than that is a female gets older, tries to act like a teenage girl. Got her eyes all doctored up. I'm not saying little makeup is wrong. I'm saying you ought not to rival a Christmas tree. And if somebody saw you without it, they'll at least be able to know who you are. Or at least think that you're your sister. I thank God I'm glad I'm 57 years old. I think the best-looking men in the world are 57-year-old men. I think the strongest men in the world are 57-year-old. I think the smartest men. And I wouldn't be a little old puny guy of 50 for anything in the world. Just kids. Immature. Not old enough to know what they're doing. No way! I'm proud I'm 57 years old. I don't want to be what I was yesterday. I don't want to be what I'm going to be tomorrow. I want to be today what God wants me to be today. Job said, oh, that I were in months past. Fool on you, Job. There's something in that ash heap you'll never get again in your life. Second mistake Job made was this. Look forward. He said, oh, that I may in the future be as I was in the past. You know, there are a lot of gonna-doers and will-beers and will-doers. No, today's the day. Nobody, listen, I say this in the broadcast some. Today is the tomorrow to which you look yesterday. And today is the yesterday that you're going to remember for tomorrow. And I want to be sure today that I do today what I thought yesterday I would do when today was tomorrow. I don't want to be anything today to be anything less than I dreamed it would. Then I want it today to be the kind of day that when tomorrow comes, I can rejoice and relish in the memories of yesterday. Yeah, I am. I sent you. Before Abraham was, I am. Third mistake that Job made, not only the mistake of looking back, looking forward, but the third mistake was not savoring the era in which he was then. Job, there's some things about being in your condition that good things that you'll never have again. And you're going to miss them. You're going to miss that close. One of the saddest things in the Bible is Job's wife. Boy, she had a chance to be one of the great Christians in the Word of God. She had her chance. Boy, can you imagine what the Bible would have said about her if she'd have walked up to Job and said, honey, I sure am proud of you. I want you to know, if there ever was a good man, it's my husband. I want you to know, I thank God for you. And I know our children are gone, but we have each other. And I know our houses are gone, but we're still saved. I know that our wealth is gone, but we have something money cannot buy. We're God's children. Think what the Bible would have written about her. I'll just curse God and die. And if you're that way, may you have bedbugs under your armpits very soon. You've heard me say this many times, but she got what she deserved. Job and his wife had 10 kids to die, but they had 10 more. And guess who had them? I mean, God said, I'm going to punish you. Listen, brother, I'd rather have been Lot's wife and turned her pillar of salt. I bet you Job's wife, heap of time, said, Lot's wife had it easy. I mean, she stayed pregnant 90 months. They had 10 more kids. She ate 17,246 barrels of pickles. You know, if I were a grade schooler today, tonight, what I'd want to do, if I were in the first, second, third grade or so, I wouldn't want to look up and say, I'll be glad now I'm a junior higher. Boy, I'll be glad. I'd want to be glad I'm a grade schooler. And I'd want to get every bit of joy I could in grade school. If I were a junior higher, I wouldn't want to say, boy, oh boy, I'd be glad not getting high school. I wouldn't want to say that. I'd say I want to enjoy. Now, I want to take my junior high years and squeeze every bit of joy I can. Now, all right, listen, this is a now book. We have a now Savior. We have a now God. Today's the day of salvation. Now's the accepted time. The I Am has sent you. I want to say this. Some of you people think when you get old that you feel sorry for us. Don't do that. Listen, there are riches of every age. And there are as many riches, if not more, of being the age I am right now than there are of any other age that I've ever been. And I've been all of them. I mean, I just decided at first I was going to start at the beginning. So I came as a baby, like everybody else. Like human beings. But I've never seen a day like today. I've never been as excited about today as I am now. If you think I'm going to say, oh, the kids are all married and gone. Blessed be God, I don't have to wait in line for the bathtub ever. Ever. Never since Cindy left. She's the last one. I've not taken a bath in cold water. And nobody says, can I have a car tonight? You can't go out yet and drive a car. Well, I'm 13. Bless God. Now, you try to say you didn't enjoy it when the kids were little? No, I'm not saying I enjoyed it when they were little. I'm enjoying it now, too. If I lived to be 95 years old, I'm going to enjoy it at 95. Man, I'm with the highest kicking 95 you ever saw. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying today, Job! If tomorrow I can be like I was yesterday. Job, don't say that. Say, thank God. I'm a child of God, then I'm in the will of God. And God, you just put what in front of me you want for me to have, because I know you love me and I know what's best. And I may not like a taste of it, but I may need some vitamins I don't enjoy right now. And I might need to eat some carrots or some turnips or some mustard greens. And I don't like them, but I may need to eat them. And so put before me what you want, and I'll eat it, and I'll thank God for it, and I'll say, thank God for today. I'm not going to miss today thinking about yesterday and planning for tomorrow. I'm going to have today. By the way, this era in Job's life proved to be the best era of his life. There wouldn't be a book of Job in the Bible had it not been for this era. You would never have heard the term, the patience of Job, had it not been for this era. I'm saying that though Job did not know it, when he said, oh, I wish that I were as in time past, and I wish tomorrow I could be like I was yesterday. Let me tell you, listen, you young ladies on the front down here, not married yet. Don't, it's okay to get married. If you could marry something besides a man, it sure would help. But don't, it's okay to get married. But look, while you're waiting, live it up. Dad, can we get married now? Cindy said. Dad, we don't want to wait. Tickles a fire to me. See her changing a dirty diaper. Having to throw a baby over her hips everywhere she goes. One day I said, Dad, can I get married now? Now, nothing wrong with that. I think when you get babies, you ought to thank God for them. And when you get rid of them, thank God they're gone. You could be where Mrs. Steve Sloan is tonight. Twins. Boy, I tell you, I looked at those twins today and I said to Mrs. Sloan, thank God. Somebody said, for what? I said, they're not mine. Thank God. Job made a mistake. Not savoring this era. Fourth mistake Job made was this. Thinking that prosperity is the only way that God blesses us. That is the biggest mistake God's people ever make. I mean, I'm blessed if I have. I'm not blessed if I have not. What a beautiful day. I get so sick and tired of folks saying, the sun's shining. What a beautiful day. Bless God, if it's pouring down rain, it's a beautiful day. Ask the farmers in Iowa or this state. I was down in North Carolina talking to a farmer the other day. He forgot to whom he was talking. And I said, how's the corn? He said, it's terrible. He said, it's just terrible. But he said, thank God the tobacco crop is good this year. And then he said, oh, my soul, no. We have the strangest idea that sunshine is blessing and clouds is not. Clouds do not give blessing. That health is blessing and sickness is not blessing. That prosperity is blessing and being in need is not blessing. A prosperous age is blessing and recession is not blessing. Let me tell you something. I have a blessing, yes. Blessing is whatever God has for me next. Fifth mistake Job made was believing that God is good to us only when He gives us what we think is best for us. I preached a sermon on that not long ago, but I want to take about 2 or 3 minutes and hit it again. We have the strangest idea that God is good to us when what He gives us, it coincides with what we think is best for us. You don't know what's best for you any more than those twin boys of Steve and Mrs. Sloan know what's best for them, our twin kids. You don't know what's best. You don't know what's best. God sure has been good to me. All my family is healthy. God was good to Job, and all 10 kids were gone. The other day I was talking to a fella, and I'm not saying I believe this, but you know, he made a point or two. I said, these poor little babies that are abortions, killed before they have a chance to live, isn't that sad? And the guy said to me, I'm against it, he said, but he said in some ways it's a blessing for those little tykes to go on to heaven and not grow up in the homes they have to grow up in if they lived. I don't want anybody to say, Brother Hiles, it's for abortion. I'm not. But I want to say this. There are a lot of things worse than death. There's something else, too. A backsliding prosperity is 10,000 times worse than a spiritual poverty. Sixth mistake Job made was he got proud. Dear God, did you know how I've done? Dear God, it's not been good. Dear God, I wish it were as in time past when I was a big shot in town and the object of adulation and adoration and the object of praise. And dear God, when I was a counselor for kings. And dear God, when young men would hush as I talked, and old men would stand up in reverence for me, and I had 10 healthy kids, and I had a lot of money. Dear God, when I was somebody, and now God, look at me now. By the way, God, just in case you haven't noticed, I didn't deny you, did I? Job got proud. I'll tell you something. There's nothing as abominable in the sight of Almighty God than pride. Nothing. Brother, I don't care. Listen, you little girls, you've got a pretty face. You didn't make it. Well, come to think of it, maybe you did. Some of you pretty little girls, listen, Michelangelo would be envious of you if he lived now. You've drawn paintings on your face that he never could have matched. But for the grace of God, you could be as cross-eyed as Ray Young. You big old, strong, muscular fellas, and you're proud of your physique, but for God's grace, you can be built like Keith McKinney. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Were you? Yeah. Or me. Now listen to me. Everything you've done is with the grace and goodness of God, and you don't deserve a bit of praise for any of it. Everything you are with the grace of God, and all I am with the grace of God, and all I have with the grace of God, and let no man glory. Nobody ought to be proud of his face. I'm proud of what he's done. Everything we've done. I almost preached tonight, or this morning, one on the subject, let God have the glory that he's due. Let God have the Psalm 29. Let God have the glory that is due. Now, I'll tell you something. Whatever glory you take, you're taking it from God. Dear Job. Dear Job, let me ask you a question or two. I want to pass some things in front of you, Job. I want you to look at them. Job, it's a mountain coming in front of us. I made that. You're so hot, Job. How many mountains did you ever make? Huh? I made the Rockies, the Adirondacks, the Alps. I made the Smokies, Ozarks, Blue Ridge Mountains. Job, but trot one of yours out. Come on, Job. Come on, big boy. Come on, you're so hot and mighty. Trot one of your mountains out. Dear Job, our next display, I want you to see the stars and constellations of stars. I want you to see the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper and the Milky Way and the Pleiades and the Orion. I want you to see it, Job. Job, I think I'll just wait around while you make me one of those. Make me a star, Job. Make me one. By the way, beauty queen, let's see you make one. By the way, God's gift to mankind, let's see you make one. Come on, Job! You think you're so high and mighty? Make a star! Hey, Job, there's the moon! Make a one light! Make a sun! Make a star! Make a Big Dipper! Make a Little Dipper! Dear Job, I want to have a little fireworks display. It's the 4th of July. I'm giving you what's in the original language now, not in the English. It's 4th of July, Job. I'm going to give you a fireworks demonstration here. Job, I'm going to light up the skies with lightnings. I'm going to give you a real, real demonstration. Okay, Job, see that lightning? Copy it. Make one, high and mighty. Make one, proud one. Make one. Now, Job, I got some clouds here. I'm going to bring in some clouds. I'm going to cause it to rain. And you'll see them as they trot by. I made them, and I'll make it rain. Now, Job, let's see you make it rain. Come on, Job, make it rain. Big shot. Make it rain, pretty face. Make it rain, brilliant mind. Make it rain, Fosdick, Nels F.S. Foray, and Buttrick. All you liberals, make it rain. Make it rain, brilliant mind. Make it rain. Now, Job, you having a hard time, so I think I'll just do this. bring some lions up here.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
Okay, Job, make one of those. Make one. Listen to me, folks. There is not anything in this world as abominable in the sight of God Almighty than self-pride. Nothing. Nothing. Look what I've done. But for the grace of God, you and I all would burn in hell forever, and you know that's the truth. Dear Joel, I want you to see a peacock. I want you to see it on NBC. See it? Make a peacock's wing, Job. Now, Job, put feathers like that on the ostrich. And Job, watch that horse. Give that horse the strength he has. And Job, make that grasshopper jump. And Job, make the birds fly. And Job, make the fish swim. And Job, start a whirlwind. And Job, show me a tornado. And Job, show me some lakes. Build me some lakes. And make me some trees. And make me a rose bush. And make me a gardenia. And make me a gladiola. And make me a pansy. And make me a flower bed. And make me a hedge. And make me an ivy. Go ahead, Job. Make it. Dear Job, paint a rainbow. Or a sunrise or a sunset. Make a desert. Fill an ocean. Make a river. Build a lake. Make a universe. Clothe the lily. Feed the sparrow. Look at me, Job. Look at me. you've got the chance of your life. And so did your wife. Just as many wives in Hammond, Indiana in 1983. Boy, there's nothing in the world that burns this preacher up anymore. And for some little gal to come here with the opportunity of being a wife to a man of God, and the opportunity to suffer and sacrifice for Jesus' sake, what an opportunity. And for you to say, oh, that it were in times past. My heart goes out to you. But I want to tell you something. You will never have a time that will give you a chance to show what you are or be what God made you to be until the shadows come. Look me in the eye, Job. Stand up, Job. Stand up. Look me in the eye. Signed, God. Dear God, I'm vile. I'll shut up. Just give me what you know is best. If I need sunshine, give it to me. If I need rain and clouds, let me have it. If I need health, I'll thank you for it. If you think it's best for me to stay on this ash heap, let me stay here. If I ought to have children, I'll take them gladly. But if it's best that my children go on, and if you want them more than you want me to have them, I'll let you have them. If you want me to have a good job and money in the bank, I'll take it. But you know, if it's not good for me, don't give me any money. If it's not good for me, I'll be willing to be unemployed. Lord, I'm just going to sit down at your table and yield to your will. And you just do what you think is best. And I'll take it. And I'll thank you for it. For you know what's best. And you're God. Not only are you all-powerful and able to give me anything you choose to give me, but you're all-wise and know what's best for you to give me. So, here I am, Lord. I sit at your table. I'm ready to eat whatever life serves me. You give it, and I'll eat it. Because I know now that you know now what's best for your servant. Signed, Job. Our Heavenly Father,